Hello, today the Church celebrates the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King, and our gospel reminds us that Christ, the King and Shepherd, takes care of his flock through our actions, attitudes, words, and even our souls. By serving the needs of others, we pay homage to him. As followers of Christ, we act as his hands and feet and voice. We are the instruments through which God provides the needs of others by feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, welcoming the stranger, clothing the naked, comforting the sick and dying, and visiting and assisting prisoners. We recognize that every person, regardless of their standing in society, is a dwelling place of God. Therefore, by serving others, we are serving God. We are all called to follow the example of Jesus and serve others. By serving others, we are promised a reward from God, and the gospel emphasizes that if we fail to serve others with a genuine heart, we put ourselves in serious danger. There are various causes that can prevent us from helping others. It could be that we're just too preoccupied with our own concerns, or that we don't allow ourselves enough time in our busy schedules to help those in need. Sometimes we may be afraid of failing to help them. However, the biggest reason is often the fear of rejection. Most of us have tried to extend our help to someone genuinely only to have them refuse our offer. Even Jesus was rejected by the very people he came to help. If we truly want to follow Jesus, we must be prepared to face the possibility of rejection from the people we reach out to, even from those we love. As believers, it's our responsibility to prepare the world for the kingdom of heaven. We're called to actively spread the love, compassion, and healing of God's presence to those in need. This requires sacrifice and a strong sense of responsibility on our part. There's an old story I like to tell about a holy hermit who saw passing by a person who was disabled, a mother begging for food for her malnourished child, and a victim of what must have been a severe beating. Seeing them, the holy man turned to God in prayer and said, "God, how is it that such a loving creator can see so much suffering and yet do nothing about it?" And then, deep within his heart, he heard God reply, saying, "I have done something about it. I made you." To see Christ in others and to be the love and action of Christ to others, that is our calling in this life.